We're moving along here in the prophecy of Hosea. We're up to chapter 10. There's 14 chapters. This is God's reflection on the northern kingdom, which broke away in rebellion from the south, mostly because of Solomon's bad rule. He imposed taxes, and so Jeroboam just took and went off with the 10 of the 12 tribes. But when they got up there, not near those who are really practicing their faith, in a little while they were all idolaters. And so that's what the Lord is talking about here, you see. Israel is a luxurious vine whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant his fruit, the more altars he built, multiplying gods. Now the gods are the forces of the universe, the Baalim. You got to stay on the good side of them so you can have a good crop. If you have a good crop, you have enough to eat and you get rich. And what else is there in life anyway? And that's where we go when we lose our sight on God. I mean, how many people in our own country would say that's exactly right? And then, you see, the more abundant his fruit, the more altars he built. Keep these guys happy, these gods. Baal of this place and the Baal of that place. Keep them happy. The more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he set up. That was to Ashtart, the consort of Baal. Their heart is false. Now they pay for their guilt. False heart. Do you see our temptation is to ignore the ultimates and look for prosperity. And that's why we're being tricked into a socialist government. Because we'd like things to be better, but comfort and wealth are the highest goods. And where are the Christians? Bearing witness to the beauty and majesty and the love of God. We're doing well, but we have a right to do this and we shouldn't be forced to do that, and that's part of it. But why? Because of the beauty and the majesty of God and his plans for us for all eternity. That's why. Why should I have my right to worship God? Because that's the way I can prepare myself, my friends, my country, to meet God and be with him forever. And then this false king, and once they broke away, you didn't have a dynasty, you had one revolution after another in the north. So the king of Samaria shall disappear like foam on the water. The high places of Avon shall be destroyed. Those are those up on the top of the highest hills, worshiping the gods. Thorns and thistles shall overgrow their altars. And then the warning of the invasion coming from the north. Huh? They shall cry out to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall upon us. And then this advice of God to Samaria, to the United States. Sow for yourselves justice. Reap the fruit, this text calls it piety, loyalty to God. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain down justice upon you. Tzedek, which is that virtue by which we honor the truth of every relationship. How do we honor the truth of our relationship to God? Love, obedience, trust, affection, gratitude, care for all his children. So then you have this interesting, when God makes a commitment, you see, he never goes back on it. He might get mad and punished, but he never goes back. He summoned the 12 disciples, you see, and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. And so he sent them out in the north, this rebellious Samaritan north. But he said, just go to the children of Israel. They have to be built up so that the world will know. So he sent them out and instructed them, do not go into pagan territory or into a Samaritan town. I'll do that. When you're with me, we'll go to the Decapolis and we'll go to Samaria and I'll talk to that Samaritan woman. I'm sending you out. Your hands are full. If you can just preach to your own. You're not ready to take on any more than that right now. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Who appreciates the lost sheep and that they're lost? Those whose hearts are fixed on God. And especially those who have responsibility. You listen to our Pope every day talking. Lost sheep. Now, I don't suppose many of you have ever met a lost sheep. I mean, a real, real, real sheep. They're the dumbest animal in the world. And when they wander, they have no idea how to get back. They are the most helpless, dumbest animal. But they're a good image for us. So they wander off, and you got to go find them and bring them back, because they'll never come back. They don't know how to get back by themselves. You see, tell them the kingdom of heaven. That's the whole reign of God is at hand. And it's at hand, in, he says, in my person. And that's why, you see, in the Gospels, Jesus preaches the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. But the rest of the New Testament preach Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the kingdom of God. Jesus is the place where God's beauty, majesty, love, and mercy are recognized and where his will is obeyed. That's why Origen calls him Autho Vasilia. He himself is the kingdom.